Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Diana Upton Hill and we're going to talk about music. Good morning to you, Diana.
Good morning. Hi, how are you, Levon?
I'm good. Hope you are the same and you're all energized for your holiday concert.
That's right. We're gearing up.
You bet. And you are going to be in Greenfield Saturday the 17th, 7 p.m., at the Warren Cultural Center. So have you been there, Diana? Have you seen that venue?
No, I have not. I'm looking forward to it, though, because I am told it is so beautiful.
Yes, yes. I think you are going to be very pleased. And, of course, all the people who come to hear you will also be very pleased. Diana, tell us a little bit about the concert that you're going to do.
Sure. Well, you know, I always like to put on a family-friendly show. So it's definitely something that I think people will enjoy from grandkids to grandma age, and we just hope everybody will come out and enjoy some great holiday music. I'll also be playing some stuff with my band, the Nashville Santas, from my album, Do Love Well.
Yes, and I've been reading about Do Love Well. It has been doing well, and that's pretty exciting for you.
Yes, I've been very blessed to have two singles that have done well on radio, and even one that charted on Billboard.
So oh, great.
For a small-town Iowa girl, that's pretty cool.
And, you know, Diana, you sort of claim, you say small-town Iowa girl, but you also sort of claim in Nashville as a home base now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I like to say I'm 50% Iowa, 50% Nashville, and 50% on the road. And
all right.
That's 150%, but that's kind of life right now.
That's so. What it takes sometimes, Diana.
That's right.
So I'm going to go back. We'll talk about more about your concert here in a little bit, but I want to have you go back in time and tell us about growing up as a small-town Iowa girl and some of the things you did to get to where you are now.
Oh, gosh. You know, I grew up all over southeast Iowa. I hopped around a little bit. Mediapolis was my first hometown, and then moved over to Burlington. I love the Mississippi River. I love getting back over there to that beautiful town and saying hello to my friends and family who are still over there on the eastern border. And then I moved to Bloomfield. But all the while, you know, I had such supportive parents who were musical themselves and appreciated music immensely. So when I expressed interest in, you know, playing an instrument or singing or performing in some way, it was all the support I could ever dream of. So my dad had rock bands, country bands. Mm-hmm. That was kind of cool. I'd go out with them on their bar scene tours, even when I was 3 years old. So, but it was really fun, and I definitely got bit by the performing bug at a young age. And
when did you start singing? I mean, when did your dad let you sing with the band?
Yeah, he did. He let me sing. I think I was like 3 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, he took me to my first concert. It was Joan Jett. And then, you know, he'd hold me up to the microphone at their gigs, and I could sing Popeye the Sailor Man and stuff like that. It was just really fun.
Oh, he knew how to please the crowd.
I guess.
Yes, I'm sure people loved you. And, you know, it added just a special touch that other bands and performers wouldn't have.
That's probably true.
So then you went on, as I understand, to make music basically your life.
Yeah. I woke up one day, I was on the track to become an educator, which is a wonderful career, and I so support anybody who wants to do that. It takes a special person. And I realized that special person wasn't necessarily going to be me because my passion was really in music, and I needed to just pursue that because it was something I just lived and breathed and needed to figure out a way to make that my career. So started doing a lot of musical theater. I did some touring productions and regional productions. Also released some albums and hit some singles to the radio.
So you've had lots of musical experiences. I understand, you know, you said you're not an educator, but you've done some teaching.
Yes, yeah. Well, we do have a school of music, so I didn't get out of the educating realm, that's for sure. I just didn't find myself in the school like I thought I might.
Yes. Well, music is such an important part of people's lives. I think sometimes, you know, if you're not a big fan of somebody, you kind of maybe don't realize how important music is all the time.
Yes, yeah. The world would be a very dull place without it.
Yes, and go to a movie, and, you know, we sort of ignore the soundtrack, but it's there, and it's so emotional. It just adds to the whole thing. So music is just a great thing to do. Now, you also are involved, I believe, with your family company that helps promote other musicians.
Yes. Hill Productions and Media Group. We do integrated marketing, and kind of all started because we had, you know, a business for our own music careers and to help with our marketing, and then realized we could hang out our shingles, so to speak, and help some other artists. So when we help other businesses as well, not just in the music industry, but we like to say we bring business to entertainment and entertainment to business.
Good. We're visiting with Diana Upton Hill, and she's going to be in Greenfield at the Warren Cultural Center Saturday, a week from tomorrow, December 17th, 7 p.m. So tell us a bit more about your band and your concert.
Yes, so I'm really excited to bring my band with me. I do a lot of band performances, of course, throughout the summer and fairs and festival season, but sometimes during the winter I don't get to see them as much. So I'm going to have my guys with me, the Nashville Santas is what their name is for the holidays.
Are they going to be in costume? Are they going to
You know, I don't want to give too much away.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, when you call someone a Santa, you probably better dress up
yeah.
something.
Yes,
so,
yeah.
And hopefully they don't hate me too much for it, but.
How many band members are there?
I think we've got a 5-piece band.
Okay, good. So that's all enjoyable music. Okay, so of course you're going to include some of the favorite Christmas music, but tell us a bit more about your hit song and the album that you've put together.
Well, Do Love Well, I was able to release last year. I worked with a fantastic producer, Brian White. Many people recognize his name as a singer. He had numerous number one hits on the country music scene. Someone Else's Star, Rebecca Lynn, From This Moment On with Shania Twain. And he came on as my producer and even wrote a couple of the songs on my album and sang a couple tracks with me and played drums. So it was really cool to work with someone as special as Brian. And he knows singing so well and vocalizing. It's such an important part of his career and his musicianship that I knew he was a great fit for me as a producer. So Do Love Well, we released it. I've released two singles, the title track, Do Love Well, and it got into top 50. And then Southern Gentleman is my most recent single, and it charted on Billboard and hit top 40. So that was, like I said, just really a blessing, a real dream come true for me.
One more step in your career, so to
speak.
And do you write any of the songs?
Yes, I do. I do write often. A couple of the songs on Do Love Well have my name attached, and it's something that when inspiration hits, you know, you try to just put it down on paper or record it on some sort of device, whether it be your phone or something. And sometimes it's not even a song that you end up recording. Sometimes it's apparent that it's going to belong to somebody else, and you know, start farming it out for other people to record.
And that's a part of the success also. When somebody else records your song and makes it sound great, well, how satisfying that has to be, Diana.
Yeah, well, Do Love Well, actually, was written by my good friend Mitch Gowdy, Rowdy Gowdy, some people know him as, and he's an Iowa native too. And he just came to me one day and asked if he could write a song for me, and I love his songwriting, so I jumped at the chance, and he asked me, you know, kind of, if I only had one message that I wanted to share with the world, what would that message be? And I racked my brain. I had, you know, you have a lot of things you want to say and tell people, but ultimately everything kept coming down to one thing for me, and that was love and showing love to others, not just your immediate family and your close friends, but your neighbors and the guy on the street that you've never met. Just show them a smile, and you put that love out there, and you're going to get a lot back in return.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have some CDs for sale at next Saturday?
Yes, we'll have several albums available, as well as, you know, some shirts and things like that. I've got baby onesies and note cards. And then we're also debuting and launching recently my sweets line, which is called Diana's Divine Sweet Shop. So if you've got a sweet tooth, I've got handmade delicious chocolates and fudge and nut rolls.
You're making my mouth water, Diana. And you'll have those for sale also?
Yes, we will.
Wow. You're just an all-around talented person, and you're sharing that talent next Saturday, the 17th, at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield at 7 o'clock. And, of course, you can go online and get tickets. $15, nice price for a wonderful Christmas time event. So if folks want to find out more about you, is there a website where they can go to?
Yes. My website is dianaupptonhill.com. That's dianaupptonhill.com. I'm also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat.
Okay. Got to keep that communication out there, Diana. Okay. Thank you so much for your time, and have a great time in Greenfield on Saturday night.
Thank you. Anxious to see you all.
Okay. Until next time, here's a thought. The heir who thinks Santa Claus comes down the chimney, he really enters through the heart.